Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm glad you're here. Bill Treasure is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is a good friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, the founder and chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting, and he helps organizations like yours and mine and individuals make sure that they get the most out of their efforts in the marketplace. He's a speaker and a writer. He's the author of a couple of books, including his new one is called Courage Goes to Work. And he's one of our courage experts in the Brain Trust. Bill Treasurer, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure to be on the show with my favorite radio personality. How are you, Jim?
All right, I'm doing great, Bill. It's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. Bill, 2009 is a year that we will call on all of our courage. What do you think?
No doubt. I don't think anybody could have predicted that it was going to be as bad as it is. The good news for small businesses is I think that it's going to help us think about new, clever, innovative ways to be successful. On the other hand, it's going to be a year where we've got to batten down the hatches and sort of make it through the year to be successful.
Well, one of the things I've been saying for some time now, and I've known for a long time, is that whenever I've been up against it the most have been those times when I have found it, I discovered that it was those times when I was the most creative.
There's something about desperation, frankly. I mean, it's a tough word, but desperate times warrant new measures, and they make us think in creative ways if we're going to be somebody who's going to survive. It's going to be, for a little while, frankly, a certain Darwinism out there. And if you want to be a survivor as a business person, and in fact try to thrive, if not this year, then into next year, you've got to think about new creative ways of doing business. And that might mean having the courage to partner with other businesses in ways that you wouldn't have formally.
Yeah, when I think of partnering with other people, I think of subordinating ego, not so much courage. So tell me what you mean by courage.
Well, I think, you know, it might be just that, to let our ego get out of the way and say, you know, because we're so competitive. And we have to be successful business owners, to be entrepreneurial. It makes us competitive. And you have to sort of put that aside and be able to reach your hand across to the next person who might be able to advance your business, and you know that you can advance theirs, and to adopt a more collaborative approach, at least in the near term, and to build strong partnerships in order to bring new services and capabilities to your clients. So, for example, I'm coming up with a new program for my company that helps companies do Six Sigma process work. And that's to help them create...
Remind the audience about Six Sigma.
Well, Six Sigma is an approach that I believe was originally developed by Motorola, and it stems out of the quality efforts of the
right.
80s and 90s with Edward Deming, for example. And the Six Sigma approach basically says that one defect per million units of something. And I'm working now... So this whole desperation of the current economic climate made me realize that I have the capacity to help clients in a way that I formerly couldn't, and that is to create efficiency in their business, not just do team building and leadership like I've done in the past, but actually help them drive cost savings. But to do that, I would have to partner with this other organization that I've recently started working with to bring the Six Sigma capability process training to those companies. So it's just an example of something I wouldn't have even considered, but now I'm thankful that I have because it brings
exactly.
new capabilities.
That's a really good point. That was where I wanted to go with this, Bill, because if what has happened now hadn't happened, you would be doing something else, and there's an excellent chance that when you look back on this, you won't say, boy, I'm glad that happened, but you'll say, I'm glad that I reacted to it in that way. And found this new direction. And I've had things like that happen to me. I mean, I've had crucible events to happen to me before, and I just was so I just thought it was the worst thing in the world. What, woe is me? How could this have happened to me? But I reacted in a way that was productive, and I look back and I say, man, that was a great moment. That was a defining moment in my life. If that hadn't kicked me in the butt to make me do these things, I might still be back there.
Well, I think that that's exactly the point, is that challenging times like this, they really present us with a big question mark, and that is, what's our reaction going to be to this challenging economic environment? Am I going to hunker down, pull my bed sheets up over my head, or am I going to sort of say, okay, this is reality. This is what I'm dealing with. What will I do about this? And choose a more courageous path. The courage is something, Jim, as you know, it's activated. And it's activated by challenge and hardship, not good times. These are the times that are calling forth our more courageous self, if we choose to walk into our courage.
Whenever we think, when things are going so great, it doesn't take a lot of courage, because everything's easy for everybody. And monkeys could do it, so you could do it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take a lot of courage. And also, we get the idea that things are going so well because we're so smart. But the courage, to me, the courage thing in the times that we're going through right now is about belief in yourself, having the courage to move. You talked about action and activated. Courage, to me, is what helps you move to take the next step, to believe in yourself, that even though it's a little frightening, you actually believe in yourself enough to say, well, yeah, it's frightening. I don't know how to do that. I've never done that before. But I believe in myself enough that I think I can do it.
You're exactly right. It has a lot to do with, you use the word move. I think that we should actually put the word movement in the definition of courage somewhere, because it has a lot to do with momentum and moving forward despite the fact that you are afraid. So, the most common definition of courage is acting in the face of fear, being afraid but moving anyway. But I think that there's an even better definition of courage, and it's by a playwright named Ambrose Redmond, and he says, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the judgment that you have something more important to get done than fear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's making the decision that, I'm afraid, but I'm going to move forward anyway. So courage is not fearless. It's fearful, but it carries on.
Well, yeah, exactly. You've got to be able to fight fear. And you fight fear with things that make courage easier. And those are what I call the fear fighting tools, which is education, experience, those kinds of things that make you believe that you can do something, because you've got that background, you've got those, you've earned those stripes, and it makes courage a little bit easier to manifest. Bill Treasurer, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. It is 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and here's the Platters to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it for you. If you got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, we got whatever amount of time you have in between, we've got something for you there that you can read or listen to from me and my Brain Trust members, like our good buddy Bill Treasurer, who's with us right now. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. My blog is there, which I think you'll like the post I put up recently, called the Truth About Taxing Those Wealthy Small Business Owners. It's all about what $250,000 really means to a small business family. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. And of course, all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Treasurer is our guest. His new book is called Courage Goes to Work. Bill, tell us how we can find your book and you.
They can find the book, of course, at any of their retailers or the online retailers like Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Or they can go to CourageGoesToWork.com, which is one of my websites, and they can find the book there as well.
All right, so check that out, folks. And if they would like to talk to you about some of the things that you do, they can find you at that website as well?
Yes, they can find me at CourageGoesToWork.com or the name of my business, GiantLeapConsulting.com.
All right, so check that out. Bill, some people have... I think some people... It's not, they've not necessarily don't have as much ability to be courageous. I think they have, some people have a harder time believing that they can be courageous. How do we help those people?
Well, I think that, you know, courage is a lot like, you've heard this metaphor before, I'm sure, but it's a lot like a muscle, and that it needs to be exercised and it needs to be used. And the reality is that everyone has the capacity to be courageous. I believe that most people, if not all people, will experience their courage at some point in their life. It's just that some people choose to exercise the muscle more often than others do. So the first thing I think that a person can do is look back at your history and look back at those moments in time that you were really afraid to do something, but you carried on and did it anyway.
Yeah.
What did you learn from that experience? Know the domains in which you have a little bit more confidence than the other parts of your life where you have more fear going on.
Well, you know, one of the things I think some people believe that if they're afraid if they make the wrong decision that they'll, you know, really mess up, and they think that you know, and so they think they need courage to make the right decision. When the truth is, as we talked about earlier, is maybe it's just a matter of making a decision.
Courage
doesn't guarantee that you'll be right. Courage is not about always being right. Courage is just about not running away.
And there it goes back to the momentum that you had talked about earlier. Courage is about making a decision, and you're right. Sometimes that decision may be faulty. My first book was called Right Risk, and I have a whole chapter in there called Be Perfectly Imperfect, which the emphasis of that chapter is that perfectionism often gets in the way of our willingness to try to make a mistake. And as long as the mistake is forward falling and keys us on to something that advances our thinking and what we learn what not to do, then it was a worthwhile mistake. But so many people are afraid of not looking right and being the person who made the mistake that they don't move into their courage because of it.
Well, I encourage people to seek excellence, not perfection, because perfection is unattainable. Excellence is attainable, and that's what I think. Sometimes you're right. I think sometimes people say, you know, that they can't be courageous because they won't be perfect. Well, you're exactly right. You're asking for something that's not possible.
And you and I are not talking about somebody making the same mistake habitually over and over.
No.
But we're talking about the willingness to try through trial and error and make some mistakes as long as it moves you forward. I one time did a talk for the former Bell South, which is now, they of course became AT&T. They bought AT&T. And I was talking to the president of Bell South Small Business Services, and he said that he has a mistake ratio, that he worries just as much when his people aren't making any mistakes
that's right,
as when they're making too many. Because if they're not making any mistakes, they're not trying, they're not innovating, they're not extending themselves, and that's bad for business.
The only people who don't make mistakes are the people who don't do anything.
Ain't it the truth?
Well, I love what Michelangelo said. He said that the danger is not in reaching too high and missing, but aiming too low and reaching it.
And hitting your mark, yeah.
Isn't that great?
It's true, too.
Well, last thoughts, Bill. We got about a minute.
Well, I think that there's a temptation right now for managers and leaders to kind of hunker down and start transmitting anxiety to their workforce. We have to recognize that right now is the time to step into your courage, call forth the best of people. Sure, it's bad out there, but let's step into our better self as leaders and transmit confidence. Let's start encouraging our people to extend themselves and come up with innovative ways to help the business thrive, as opposed to biting their nails and hunkering down under their desk.
You know, Abraham Lincoln in his first inaugural address said, "We need to appeal to the better angels of our nature." Isn't that a great statement?
It's a fantastic quote from Abraham Lincoln, and it's exactly what we're dealing with now. We need to appeal to our better angels, because the temptation is to move into our fear so deeply that our worst angels come forth.
You know, I'm pretty much of an old curmudgeon here, but when I say those words, when I think about those words, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Give us that website one more time.
GiantLeapConsulting.com or CourageGoesToWork.com. Jim, my pleasure. Thanks so much for what you do for small business owners.
You too, Bill. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.